Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it.
I know you got some.
All right, record on both. All right. Hello, everyone. We're here on Common Talk, back with Leon. And Leon, what are some of your red and green flags?
Okay, some red flags. If you believe in zodiac signs, if you base somebody off of zodiac signs, that will piss me off.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. Some green flags. If you like anime or if you like soccer,
okay,
you can get married right then and there. I propose. Good.
Any other red or green flags?
Some more red flags. If you don't like anime or soccer.
Okay.
If you don't like Rod Wave.
Real.
Shout out Rod Wave.
Love you,
Wave. You have to like Rod Wave. If you don't like to chill and vibe, because I like the chill and vibe,
yeah,
that's a red flag. If you like all energetic and like all the, I mean, I like to listen too.
Ooh. All good.
I'm a listener, but if you like to just yap, and you expect me to yap, I don't really do that.
Too much yapping, red flag.
Okay. Too much. If it's too much.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't think of no more.
Any of these come from like a bad experience with people before? Or?
Bad experience and just off of the top of my head.
All right, and Sean, what are some of your red and green flags?
I would say a red flag is if they don't have goals or aspirations for themselves.
Okay.
Or if they don't like have a good relationship with their family.
That's real. That's real.
Thank you.
Does that come from any like a past relationship where someone had things like that, or is that just a general rule of thumb?
No, that's just like a general rule of thumb I've noticed.
Okay. And what are some green flags?
If they have like aspirations for themselves that they want to do, and they're their own person without me, and they care about building something serious.
Hell yeah. Just kind of, you know, have your own motivations and things like that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add on to that?
No, I don't think so.
Nah? Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
It, man.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man. All right. We're here with Cammie. And Cammie, what are some of your red and green flags?
A very important red flag I would have to say is people who cannot take accountability for their actions at all.
Real? Does that come from like a past experience with someone who hasn't?
For sure. This could come from friends or being in a relationship, like just anybody who just doesn't want to admit that they're wrong or that they did something wrong.
Real. Any other red or green flags?
A green flag, I would have to say active listening. Like definitely just being an active listener. That's very much a green flag. Letting people know that they're heard and engaging in like real conversation. Making sure that when you're talking to someone, like it feels like you're not interviewing them, but you're actually talking back and forth with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Anything else you want to add? Any other red flags, green flags?
As of right now, that's all I could think of.
All right. Thank you very much, Cammie. I appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, we're back here with our wonderful producer, Caroline.
Hello.
And Caroline, what are some of your red and green flags?
Some red and green flags. Oh my gosh, it was just on the top of my head. Red flag would be like when you're talking about like something you really like and they like seem like they get annoyed or like change the subject.
Okay.
And they're like, "Oh, but like da da da," or like they never let you talk, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've had that happen, and it's not fun.
Mm, yeah, that,
and it
that
makes
sucks.
Me, it's like I'm already naturally an introverted person. So it's like, if you don't let me talk, then it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's a red flag for me. If they're just like, not like a yapper, but like they don't give you the space to yap. And they're like, they're just like a bit narcissistic, in my opinion.
They
or like inconsiderate. They're very inconsiderate of you and like your feelings, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like inconsiderate people.
That's real.
Yeah. Green flag. Someone said earlier, good relationship with their parents. I think I'd have to agree with that. Not even like both, just like one. Or just like a good relationship with any family member.
Yeah.
TBH.
No, that's real.
I feel like I have more green. Funny.
Funny.
I have really low standards. If they're funny and they're considerate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Care about the other person.
Yeah.
That's real.
What are your red and green flags, Gabe?
I'll start off my red flags. Those are easy. A girl with butterfly tattoos.
definitely.
Basic tattoo.
Because they always are like, oh, I was in a caterpillar and I was in a cocoon and I transformed. I was like, oh, it just means you used to be a piece of shit.
I've never heard that one before. I've
had multiple girls who had butterfly tattoos tell me that, and they just turned out to be terrible people.
Wow.
Nursing majors, especially VCU. Not just overall, just VCU nursing majors.
Not to like be... Not to shit on nursing majors, but
like nurses.
All the girls I know that peaked in high school are somehow nursing majors.
Once they graduate, they're all right. But like while they're in school for nursing majors, no. green flags, funny.
Yeah.
Can tolerate my dark sense of humor sometimes. Let me think. What else? What are other green flags? Honestly, I have pretty low standards as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As long as someone's nice to me.
I have low as fuck. Like, someone could hold the door open for me and be like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, they're so in love with me. Like, what? Come on.
I would love if I had a girl who could cook. That's beautiful. Because I hate cooking sometimes. Even though I'm all right at it.
I'm not very good at cooking. I'm great at an air fryer use.
Hell yeah. Oh, a girl who could just talk shit.
Oh my God,
that's great. Just talking shit back and forth, because my family, we're all just big shit talkers to each other.
Oh my God.
So if a girl can't participate in shit talk,
I love shit talking about my family. I love family drama.
Dude, it's the best.
We need to do a family drama part two.
Hell yeah.
Because oh my God, I have got some tea about my uncle, guys. Not to go on a tangent, but recently I found out some really great drama about my family, and
Well,
I'm in the mood to put it on blast.
Hell yeah. Yeah, probably just it's being too insensitive, because if you're too sensitive, so if someone's sensitive and they come around my family, they ain't gonna last long, because my family are full of assholes, I'm not gonna lie. And I kind of take part of that a little bit, but not to the point where they'll like degrade you, but just like they'll definitely poke fun sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think of another red flag I have. I don't really think I have another one. I have pretty low standards.
Yeah.
As long as a girl is just nice to me, I'm like, oh my gosh.
For real. Yeah. Dead ass. Ask me how my day is. Kick my feet and giggle like a little girl.
Yeah, I think that's really it. Yeah. Any other ones for you?
Nothing I can think of. I feel like I have some, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, hell yeah.
I feel like I'm thinking more of icks right now I've gotten with people rather than like red and green flags.
I feel like that's kind of the same thing, an ick. Red flag.
But the icks are just like really basic. Like one time I got the ick because I saw someone's like.
Wait, what?
Like, their mouth was like crusty. I got the ick.
Oh, definitely one super red flag. If a girl does not smell good.
Oh my gosh, smell is everything.
I have left a date in the middle of like talking to them because the girl smelled bad.
If you don't have good hygiene.
Yeah. No. Uh-uh.
Oh, that's another thing for me. Like, honestly, if you don't take care of your hair.
Real.
I have very thick curly hair, so I've turned into a girl with a really nice hair routine, I would say. Not nice, but like good enough to get me through college.
Hell yeah. All right, we're here with Carla. And Carla, what are some of your red and green flags?
Okay, I guess red flag for a guy, as we have just discussed, was video games, more specifically Valorant. And I say also like Apex. I feel like that's valid. Or Real. League. That's weird as shit.
Oh yeah, League of Legends players are the weird. One of my best friends is a League player, and he's a strange person sometimes.
Oh, that's so interesting. Oh.
Yeah.
The air that they breathe is a little nasty, in my opinion. That's all I have to say. I don't even know. Don't shower for it.
Is it all video games that are bad?
No, I fuck with Minecraft and Red Dead, but that's like...
Oh, I love Red Dead.
Right? It's like the best video game out there.
Yeah. Red Dead 2, you're talking, right?
Yeah. Duh. I played the original when I was like 6.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know why my sister let me do that.
It's a beautiful game. That game made me shed a tear at the end of it. Oh, man. Yeah. Any green flags?
Just like being really nice to service workers.
Yes.
Just genuinely being really nice to service workers, or just like polite to people, or being considerate about people in public, and 100%. Just being aware.
Yeah.
Social awareness is key, in my opinion.
Damn right.
Does this come from who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was about to say does this come from any previous experiences with people?
Let's see. So literally my last ex, he just broke up with me because I was complaining to him that he wasn't talking to me, and he wanted to play Valorant instead on Thanksgiving, like, night, and then he broke up with me over text, but we were on the phone, and I was in Ohio. Like, it was, like, the worst timing ever. And then, like, just the service thing is just, like, kind of, like, the people I'm into now, they're very considerate about everybody else around them, and I really like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Anything else you want to add? Any other red or green flags?
Don't date people who play Valorant.
That's real. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. We're here with Linda. And Linda, what are your red and green flags?
Red and green flags. Okay. Okay, for, like, guys, red flag, definitely if they play like, Apex Legends.
The second person to say that.
Or if they're, like, a finance bro.
Oh, yeah.
Red flag, 100%.
Day trader.
Yeah. Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Women. Ooh, I'm calling myself out here. Let's see. What for women?
I said butterfly tattoos.
Butterfly tattoos? Okay, here's the thing. If it's, like, a tramp stamp butterfly tattoo, then, like, yeah, definitely, like, a red flag. Because, like, it's giving trendsetter, like, oh, I want to be, like, my older sister from, like, the 2000s. Like, you're never going to be here. Grow up. Oh, my gosh. I think a red flag in, like, women would be if, like, they like to say that they, well, God, like, they like to knit, but they don't, like, actually, like, knit or something. Like, they say that they have, like, a really, like, niche hobby, but they don't actually do it. It's just, like, for, like, the Instagram posts. I'm, like, really, like, come on.
Okay. Any green flags?
Green flags. Wait. I have one more red flag.
Okay,
one
go
more
for
red
it.
Flag. Yeah. This is also calling out myself, any non-binary person who calls himself, like, a really, like, unique name, like Frog or something. Instant. Nope, red flag right there.
I got you.
Okay, green flags. Green flags for men, if they actually remember, like, what you tell them.
Really?
Like, your hobbies or, like, interests.
Nice.
Women. Instant green flag if they like to bake.
That's true. Yep.
Non-binary people, including myself, if they don't have a weird name.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my red and green flags.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Let's see. Any engineering major, by the way.
Yes.
Including myself. I'm also an engineering major that says that their major is better than any other major. Like, bro, it's not.
Oh, my God. My best friend's an engineering major. He has such a superiority complex. It's fucking crazy.
It's so, because, like, I'm a double major in engineering and physics, so.
Oh, so you're super smart.
I would hope so. And everyone I meet is just like, oh my God, like, you're so much smarter than me, maybe. Or, like, you're so good at math. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you're majoring in, like, fucking, like finance or, like, I don't know, like, history or English. Like, I don't want to do that stuff. Like, you're doing the hard stuff for me. Like, that to me, that's hard.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like an even basis. So.
Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I guess good luck to those taking finals, and, you know, don't let a man or a woman or a non-binary person named Frog ruin your finals weekend. Keep you from getting an A on that quantum exam final that you have to take on Monday.
Oh yeah! Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a good day, bro.
You too.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.